Wednesday night, Oral of Hey Kislev, learning Chavos Halvavos, Shar HaTeshuva. We're in Perek Chi, and he's talking about different types of tshuva, different types of averus, and the relative ease or difficulty one will find it to do tshuva, even if you do everything else right, but there's still different. But basically, he goes into Ben Adam Lamokom and Ben Adam Lachavero. And he says, with Ben Adam Lamokom, you just have to worry about Hashem, even though that's a lot to worry about. But at least if you do it right, you'll do tshuva, and you just have to deal with Hashem, so to speak. And then he sort of segues and starts talking about that when you do tshuva for Ben Adam Lamokom, you should take the areas in which you were weak in, and you should compensate for that weakness, and you do tshuva. If you talk Lashon Hara, and that's what you're doing tshuva in, so you should compensate by making sure you go to the other extreme. You only talk good about people, or learn more Torah, the Gemara says. Do something good with your mouth. If you ate something asur, then you do tshuva by refraining from eating even mutter dikka things. Exercise the muscle, so to speak, that was weak, and go to another extreme. That's not what this is about, this perek. Like I said, it's sort of a tangential remark. His main point is that you don't have things blocking your tshuva. It's like, it's you and Hashem, that's all. And then he says, Avol, we're on page Reish Lamed, and we'll start now the new paragraph that you see. Avol Avei Hashem, Klapei Hashem, Uklapei Bnei Adam, meaning the double-edged Ben Adam Lachaveiro, which comprises violating Hashem's will because Hashem told you not to do these Averas, and you sinned against your fellow man by the very Avera. He can have obstacles that push it. There's really no way of overcoming it, and he can never do a perfect tshuva. Machmas mayhem, one of the obstacles could be machmas heder ha'oshuk. He can't ask mechila, right? The major yisod of all of these things is that Ben Adam Lachaveiro, the Chaveiro will not be wiped away no matter what you do unless he's Meichel you. Nothing. Not Yisurim, not Yom Hamisa. Nothing. Nothing. He has to be Mochel. So, what happens if he's not around? Machmas Heder Ha'oshuk. B'Mosel, maybe he died. Or B'Richuk Mekomo, maybe he disappeared. You don't know where he is. U'mehem, another obstacle could be Machmas Obdun Hamomen Miyad Ha'oshek. If I took money from someone else, or I have his money, then I have to return it. Sometimes the person can't return it, he doesn't have. Right? He's messed up and he can't return the money, he doesn't have it. Oh, right? The lo yaspik hono l'shalem esoshik l'bolov. U'mehem, another obstacle could be ki ha'oshik efshesh lo yimchal la'oshik. He doesn't want to be moichel. He's very upset, he's very insulted, he's very hurt, and he doesn't want to be moichel. Sometimes it can be machmas iyadias ha'oshek es ha'neshak. You don't know where he is now. You don't know who he is. If you stole, so to speak, from a rabbim, you don't know who to go to. You don't know how to put a shekel amount or a dollar amount on what you took from him. If you have a false measure in your store, so you don't know who came into the store. You don't know by how much you cheated each one. So how are you going to do tshuva? He doesn't know who they are. More obstacles to Ben Adam Lachaveiros that are possible. You stole a beam. The famous Gemara story, you stole a beam and you built it into your house. So now, very hard, you're not going to, do you really have to destroy the house to get back the beam? In much more, a larger amount of the heter, Shainu kalo lo tzil mimenu. It's very hard to go give it back. Ki im behefzot chalaka rabba min ahetar. You have to end up ruining what's mutter, because it's mixed in. Like the beam. Kamo maimu rishonim al avashalom. Gozal Mirej, that's the beam of Bono Babiri built in his house. Mishamu yoimi mekakea kol abira kula. Umachzo Mirej lubola. There's no Eitzah. They hold Rambana made a special takana in order not to have people be miyayish from doing tshuva. So they said in such a case, and again, in similar cases, you don't have to give it back, you just have to pay him for it. Okay, so this paragraph basically said Benodam Machavero can be harder to do tshuva because it doesn't have some essential ingredients sometimes, so you can overcome that. Next paragraph, five lines from the bottom on page Reish Lamed. Va'od mimasha kasha losha mimenu, another type of avera that it's more difficult to do tshuva from. Masha kvarnog odom bo, achinat salo pulos hara chiyuvis, b'chiyuv hapulos hativios. If it became a habit, if it became habitual, so now he does it almost unthinkingly. He's just does it. He's so used to doing it. So it's very, very hard to stop. Now we're talking about special obstacles that people put up, besides the very tshuva and how sincere you have to be and how you have to go through the steps of tshuva, of harata and kabbalah and etc. But now he's saying that it's very hard. That when you are habitually, maybe even hooked, when you're hooked, so then it's very hard to stop your habit, whether it's biting nails on Shabbos or anything the case might be. Kamo shenema linda lashonim daber sheker ha'avei nilu, they're tired, they can't do tshuva, that's their lifestyle already. Bomer hayapoch kushi oro, it would be more simple sometimes for, let's say it means a black man, to change his skin. But Venomer, it's usually translated as a leopard. Kabarbaros of its spots. Kamatem tukhlu lahetem v'mudi haraya. V'mudi haraya. That's how hard it is to change your habit. Okay? So you have, if you're making a list, you would put any benodim lachvero as mud can eventually, or soon, be very hard to do tshuva, if one of these things described before comes up. Then he says, if something's habitual. Now he says, the last line on page Reish Lamed, Umehem, another obstacle course, Kam Shvichas Domin. If someone was fatally hurt, you know, and you can't make amends, you can't bring him back to life. Vein harigas hanakiyim in b'poyal or v'maladei malshinus. Sometimes you can be masabe the person's a major time in injury. Moshe yadatami pashas doeg hadome. We're on the top of Reish Lamed Aleph now. Moshe yadatami pashas doeg hadome b'rakohanim. Hashem gara maharigosam. Right, look what happened. He caused death. Then he actually did it. David gave him the task of putting them to death. So the sin of murder in and of itself has a built-in difficulty. He happens not to say what it is. But the pastor is that you can't bring the person back to life, so you can't really make restitution. There's nothing really you can do. Okay, we'll stop here.